The word unity has been spoken with great frequency in recent months, the lack of, and the hope for. We hear it in politics, in discussions on race, in church. Unity. We generally believe unity to be a desirable attribute, suggesting strength and victory, while division leads to defeat. Corporations include the word united in their name, from airlines to banks to supermarkets. We have the United States of America, the United Methodist Church, the United Nations. Here is a troubling revelation for me in this quest for unity. Many of us want it, as long as the unifier is acceptable to me. And the unifier is non-negotiable. I ask you to consider, what condition must be present for you to promote unity? What is your non-negotiable? With these two-minute messages, I look for Holy Scripture to serve as my guide, to keep me on the track of acknowledging God as my Creator along with the values of truth and love. The concept of unity is promoted in both Old and New Testaments. Now, if the Bible is my non-negotiable, then I confess to having a boundary that may stand in the way of unity with all, a dilemma I am unable to resolve. For I cannot allow the force of public opinion to recalibrate the compass that sets my course. I will continue to promote unity. I will attempt to exercise flexibility in considering alternative views. I still believe in one nation under God. Perhaps today's reality changes my focus from unity to respect, considering the respectful states of America. Something to think about. For 2 minutes more.